This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And that he'd be working with President Hillary Clinton. Neither of those things is happening today. Now he suddenly finds himself the leader of the Trump opposition, and that means walking a very fine line, which we talked about.
The only way we're going to work with him is if he moves completely in our direction and abandons his Republican colleagues. That's not going to happen very often, and I'm even less optimistic that any of that could happen seeing his cabinet choices. 90-95% of the time we'll be holding his feet to the fire and holding him accountable. But we're Democrats. We're not going to just oppose things to oppose them.
I've known you for a long time. You love a deal, not unlike the president-elect. I find that hard to believe that you don't want to make deals.
Here's the problem. The Republicans in the Senate and the House have been run by a hard right group, an almost Tea Party group, and they are so far away.
But now they've got a deal maker in the White House, just like
look,
you.
We're going to look at the specifics of what is proposed. And on the overwhelming bunch of them, particularly given who he's chosen as his cabinet people, we're going to have to oppose him because we just disagree in principle. Of course I'd like to make a deal. You know, if we could get together on immigration and have a path to citizenship, just as I was happy to work with John McCain and Lindsey Graham, I'll be happy to work with Donald Trump. But he hasn't even come close to talking about that, so we're going to end up opposing him on those issues.
How much pressure?
Well, I got to hand it to Dana Bash. Dana Bash seems to be more diplomatic than Chuck Schumer. I mean, did he say what I thought he said, Scott? The only way we're going to work with him is if he can move completely, not partially, not toward us, but completely in our direction.
Completely in our direction and abandon.
And abandon his Republican colleagues.
Yep.
Well, it has nothing to do with the Republican colleagues. It has to do with the people that voted him in office.
What is
he supposed to do there?
Very diplomatic, right? That's one of our...
Well, it's one idiotus humongous... You know, kind of way of thinking. Are you kidding me? I mean, come on, Chuck Schumer. Let's get your act together here. I mean, now you want to bring it back into partisanship, and we have an opportunity to get this country moving again, and you're going to sit there and you're going to act like a Palestinian. We'll allow for peace if you do it all our way. If you got to abandon all your Israeli upbringing, all your Jewishness. Because even John Kerry says, you've got to be one or the other, but there's no way you can be both, right?
Right. As I said to you in the break before we came on here, I'd love to hang out with you, but we're going to do whatever I want to do, and you have to foot the bill.
That's right.
you
got elected. You went through all the process, the primaries, 17, 16 people. You went through all that, and you convinced America that you're the man for the job and that you stubbornly are going to stand in the way and not even find room to agree with what he represents and the people that he represents. I mean, we're talking millions of people in this country. This isn't just about Donald Trump. You see, but that's what they want to do. They want to make it all about Donald Trump. It's about the people who have been frustrated for the last 8 years being under an oppressive regime that has not allowed them to be productive, as we've talked with many of our guests already this morning. That has been the theme of the day. Let's unleash the productivity. So lead, follow, or get the heck out of the way. And this kind of stinking thinking, Chuck Schumer, ought to go and be dumped. And you talk about draining the swamp, that kind of thinking, and if it includes you, ought to be drained with the swamp and Nancy Pelosi and everybody else that wants to be so partisan that, they're not going to do anything to help this country in total, that you have the ability to be a part of a winning team, and you're stubbornly, for the sake of the D that's in front of your name, you're going to hold that against the forgotten man or woman. And but you're still going to pitch a fit because you don't understand who you've forgotten and who you've left in the dust, because it doesn't rhyme with your reason. It's not consistent with the Beltway cocktail parties and your ego and arrogance. You know, I am absolutely upset, as you can tell. But it's ignorance and it's a waste of time.
The following is an incredible life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. As always, an honor to have you along with us. For more information on the show and how you can connect with our 280-plus affiliates around this country or around the world via shortwave, it's all right there at BillMartinezLive.com. Jeff Cruer back with us, the Cajun Crusher himself, the one, the only, New Orleans native son, the former executive director of the Louisiana Republican Party, host of the Louisiana-based radio and TV show Ringside Politics, based in New Orleans. Mr. Jeff, Happy New Year to you, buddy. How you doing?
Hey, Bill. Happy New Year. Doing great. Looking forward to a great 2017, my friend.
Well, I'll tell you, you and me both. You know, it's been interesting. This has been the conversation of the day, the perspective that we have in this country. We're all looking at the same glass. Half the people are seeing it half full, the other half, half empty. You know, same glass, but different perspectives.
Well, I'll tell you, the celebrities, the Democrats, the media, they're all depressed. But I'll tell you, I think millions of Americans now have hope for the first time in 8 years.
Exactly.
I mean, it was just the exact opposite of what Michelle Obama told Oprah.
Right.
I mean, she said we were all hopeless now. No. I think now we have hope that we can turn this thing around, Bill.
Well, this has been the problem with the Democratic Party. I mean, this is this sympathy gap that they talk about, Jeff. They're just not connected with the forgotten man and woman. They have forgotten Main Street America, disconnected, because they're so convinced of their ideology that they cannot see the fruit of their efforts, that it's absolutely detrimental. And few people can say that, hey, we're excited about the legacy left behind of Barack Obama, because there's just nothing there. I mean, it's almost the same question you could ask Barack Obama as people were asking Hillary. You know, what did you do as Secretary of State? You know, what did you do as President of the United States? What can we say there? But yet, you know, Valerie Jarrett would insist that, we can say he didn't have any scandals. Can we? I mean, can we say that and maintain some sort of connection with reality with that statement?
No. You look at Obamacare. The scandal is that they lied to us about Obamacare. They lied to us about the stimulus plan. They promised shovel-ready jobs. They weren't there. The IRS scandal, Bill, the VA scandal. You have the scandal as far as Benghazi. I mean, there's so many scandals, we don't even have time to go over all of them. And she is just, that's a comedian right there at work saying that there were no scandals.
Right. And Jeff, the sad part about it is, like you say, if we wanted to really delve deep, if you wanted to give yourself the time, and we could just pick one and go into the depth of the scandal alone. Whether, you know, we talk about the IRS or what happened to vets and what continues to happen to vets to this very day after these scandals. But, you know, as far as Valerie Jarrett is concerned, this has been a scandalous, you know, a less than scandal administration. I, you know, that's a legacy statement.
Well, you have the scandals, and let's not forget what he left us was almost $10 trillion more in debt. He left us with the lowest home ownership rate in 51 years. I mean, he left us with 15 million more Americans outside of the workforce. So, I mean, so many negative things. And also, Bill, the worst thing, I think, of Barack Obama is that he divided people. He divided the races. He created, I think, a sort of an anti-police atmosphere by how he reacted to some of these events that occurred during his two terms. Yeah. So I think we're ready for America to come together, as Trump was saying, make America great again. But let's unite as Americans, black and white, young and old, and get rid of all this division
exactly.
that was really fostered by Barack Obama.
And I think the people are more than ready for it, Jeff. I've been referring to it as this pent-up product potential that has been just capped off at this point. And just at the suggestion, or beyond the suggestion, but right after Donald Trump got elected and became our president-elect, look what happened. Hope reigns. I mean, Bank of America, Wells Fargo saying, they're telling me, Bill, we're talking to more entrepreneurs. They're so excited about opening businesses in 2017. You get these regulations out of the way and these handcuffs off these people, and you're talking about the engines of industry taking off. And I'm telling you, Jeff, we're going to be looking at 3 to 5% GDP easy.
I agree, because now we have a businessman who knows how to, I think, make things work. He knows how to create jobs. Bill, we had somebody in charge who really had never even run a McDonald's before.
Exactly.
I mean, he had no clue about business. Mm-hmm. He's a community organizer. And one thing I find so ironic is Wall Street was so much in favor of Obama and in favor of Hillary. Now, since Trump has been elected, you've seen this Trump bump, and Wall Street's doing well. The stock market's going crazy. So it's really all over the economy. We're seeing positive news.
Well, and it's amazing to your point on that, Jeff, is that Wall Street knows that it is a CEO that leads companies, that makes mega millions, that makes successes out of organizations. Why would you think that in running a government it would be any different?
That's a good point. I mean, I would have thought, Bill, that they would have embraced Donald Trump as someone who knew how to run business, who would be good for Wall Street, good for the economy. They didn't, but now I think they're coming on board. I think we're seeing a lot of cooperation now with some of these, quote, titans of industry. Look at all these announcements that you made. And I really love Ford now saying they're going to be building plants here. They're shelving their idea of building a plant in Mexico and going to build one here in the U.S. And he's talking tough with these automakers, and I think we've needed that. We've needed someone who was going to boost America, talk up American jobs, and not
Let's make Detroit great again. Why not?
Exactly.
I mean, everybody else. But let's do something about the United Nations, especially what they did to Israel. I mean, is this a joke or what? I mean, I say a joke, but, I mean, this is a serious situation, what they did. And, of course, our president is complicit in all this.
Yes, and it was a disgrace, Bill. That's one of our best allies in the world, a country that I think is the only democracy in that part of the world, the only country that I think we can count on, and we've turned our backs on them. The prime minister there has been treated like trash throughout the entire Obama term, both terms. So I do think there's going to be a much better relationship now between Israel and the U.S., and I think we should. I agree with you. I think we should look at the UN. We contribute about $8 billion a year to the UN, Bill. We have about one quarter of the budget that we fund the American taxpayer. The next nearest country has less than half of what we contribute to the UN. So we have one vote in the General Assembly. There are 193 nations. People that contribute very little, if almost nothing, have the same vote that we do. It's not fair. I think we need to relook at the whole relationship that we have with the UN.
Well, you know, all the billions of dollars that we give to the UN, and that's not counting all the parking fines and everything else that they're exonerated from, too, right? Let's just pile that on. Why not? You know.
I mean, yeah, we host them, and really, what do we get for it? I mean, I also did a review of our votes at the General Assembly. I mean, more than two-thirds of the time, the United States loses on votes before the General Assembly. So the member nations vote against us. Mm-hmm. These are a lot of countries that we give foreign aid to.
Right.
We get nothing in return for that. We get nothing in return for our money to the U.N. So I'm hoping that we can look again at how we're spending money as a government and maybe try to move our dollars in a different direction.
Well, now that we have a president that understands ROI, Jeff, return on investment,
right.
Looks like the tides will be turning in a positive way for we the people. Jeff Carrera, the Cajun Crusher, New Orleans native son, with Bill Martinez Live. Jeff, Happy New Year. Thank you so much for being with us.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always good to have you along with us. And for more information on the show, our 280-plus markets, how you can connect with us around the world via shortwave, it's all at our website, BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, it's time to go to Vegas, huh? It's always time to go to Vegas. Why not? Todd Townsend is there, nationally recognized consumer trends and technology expert, featured on ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, and local and national broadcast media outlets. And he's going to give us a sneak preview at the latest cell phone technology, home appliance, and vehicle trends as he's there in Vegas, live from the convention center there for the Consumer Electronics Show. Right, Todd?
Yes, Bill, that's correct. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful. Happy New Year to you.
Hey, Happy New Year to you, too. And this is the place to be after New Year's, all this new stuff going on, I'll tell you.
Well, are you like, I mean, I've been there one time. And
okay.
My brain was on absolute overload with all the technology that was there. And, of course, this was a number of years ago. And so the whole show has just grown exponentially since then.
Absolutely. And I'll get your brain to explode a little more here. So to give you a little bit of history of just how big this is now. So this started in 1967 and back in New York City. And there were about 17,000 people attending that year.
Mm-hmm.
Just to give you an idea, this year they're expecting close to 180,000 people at this show.
Wow.
And remember, this is an insider show. This isn't open to the public. So those are just 180,000 people that work in the technology business. This is the biggest show on the planet every year. And some of the things that we've used throughout our lives for the decades, most of them have all launched here from a technology perspective. So remember back to the video cassette recorder, you know, the CD player,
right.
The DVD player, HD TVs. I mean, there's just an endless list. All those things were originally launched at the Consumer Technology Show as new products. Now, what we're seeing these years are everything from common things that we use in our lives getting smart to super futuristic things. So, for example, I've got here with me this Whirlpool French door refrigerator. Now, they won an award here last year from innovation. They've won another award this year. It's called their French door-within-door refrigerator. So if you open one of these doors, there's a little latch you can pull up with your finger, and it actually has a special compartment in the front that's a dedicated cold space of active cooling. So you can have beverages in up front. You just open the door quickly, grab out a really cold beverage, and close it. You don't have to open the whole refrigerator and dive in. So little things like that. It's got sensors in it and all that. That's an innovation in an appliance, something we use every day today. Then you start looking at more futuristic things like virtual reality. Now, Bill, you've probably heard about virtual reality. It's kind of the buzzword these days.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We're hearing about a lot of things. Yeah. And right now, virtual reality is either something you do on your phone with a little small headset, or the bigger ones like we've seen like the Oculus Rift and things like that where you hook it up to a computer and use it in your house. Well, Honda's taking that to the next level, and they've got something called the Honda Dream Drive prototype system here. And what that means is in the near future, when you're driving in your Honda, the passengers can wear these virtual reality headsets and get information about the real world around them as you're driving down the road. So, for example, what does that mean? Let's say we're on a road trip out west and you're driving out in Utah or by the Grand Canyon in Arizona. You can look out the window, and this headset's going to give you information about that real time, information about the Grand Canyon or what's going on.
So
it's adding all this stuff to your drive. First of all, we used to look at DVD players in the car. Now we have virtual reality. That's absolutely crazy. And it could do something like order you a coffee. So you could be driving down the road. You look at a coffee shop. All of a sudden, your virtual reality headset is going to give you information about that coffee shop, when it's open, what's available. And you can actually reach up and then touch in the air and order a coffee right from that shop in your car, and it'll be ready when you pull in. So this crazy kind of stuff is going on with those type of futuristic things.
How far away are we from realizing that, Todd?
Okay, so this, something like the Honda Dream Drive is probably a couple years out max. It's not super far future, but it's not going to be in the next couple of months. But some of these other things like the Whirlpool refrigerator here today. The other thing we're seeing, Bill, is a lot of things like phones, which have been around for a few years now, they're just getting better still, and they're getting cheaper. You're getting more for your money. So, for example, LG's got one here called the LG K10. Now, this is a beautiful-looking, this looks like a super high-end phone. It's got this metal frame back. It's got an ultra-high definition 5.3 display. It's got a 120-degree wide-angle front camera for those selfies so you can get all your friends in there without a selfie stick. Now, a lot of those kinds of features in phones used to be in the very high-end flagship models, and they brought the flagship models down to this mid-tier price point. So we're still seeing some of the things that we're used to using getting better and cheaper.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, you know, this is what consumers have gotten used to. So the standard has been raised, and it's great that these companies are able to respond with the technology that is available today. And you imagine the kind of power, and it only makes sense, especially with these millennials. I mean, they've turned their phone into a media center deal. It's like next thing, it's going to be beam me up, Scotty, right?
Well, exactly. So the phone has become the center of life for most millennials. And in fact, most of the people in the consumer business, mobile in general, anything that can be moved around and be used as a computer now is where it's going. So, you know, a lot of us grew up using a desktop and a mouse and things like that and laptops. But basically, most things are focused on the mobile space these days because we live in a mobile society. And phones kind of brought that into the mainstream for everybody. And now we're seeing technology go deep into everything that can be moved around. That's one of those ongoing innovations. But I'll tell you what, Bill, some of the futuristic stuff going on here, the virtual reality stuff that we're going to be seeing now and down the road is just going to blow everybody's mind. Drones are back in a big way. They've been talked about for the last couple of years here. But the thing that's changing with drones is they're getting a lot of intelligence. We hear a little bit about artificial intelligence. That's exploding. So instead of having to pilot the drone and fly it everywhere, they can fly themselves, and they've got all these sensors and cameras so they won't run into anything, and they can fly around objects on their own. Right. That's really cool. This has also kind of turned into a giant car show, believe it or not, as well.
Really?
We see more of the
cars
are going electric, and there's all this new computer technology going inside the car for experiences inside the car. So auto manufacturers have realized for our latest and greatest futuristic stuff, CES is the place to come and talk about that, not the traditional auto shows.
Wow.
So all the big automakers are here with stuff like holograms in the car, and in the future when these cars drive themselves, they're going to be like digital living rooms where you're going to be able to hang out and work or sleep and do other stuff. So that's on display here. Now, that's kind of more futuristic. That's the 3 to 5 year time space, but you can see it here at CES.
Todd, isn't that terrific? I mean, you consider a place like CES there in Vegas, the thousands of people that are coming in, though it's not open to consumers. I mean, you've got a lot of people there, and you talk about the research, ready-made research and marketing that can be done right there at that show so inexpensively for these, for these dream makers and these creative types. I mean, this has got to be, they got to be like kids in a candy store right now.
But, you know, Bill, you sound like the consummate industry insider with that. You're exactly right. So there's all the front-facing things that we can see on the web and on TV and we're talking about this morning. But if you're here at the show, you have the opportunity to cut all kinds of deals, learn about what competitors are doing, see what's going on in your industry. So it's just a way to really get up to speed on what's going on for the next year and next few years. And there's so much that goes on behind the scenes as well. It is Las Vegas, after all, and if this show is so big, it basically takes over the entire town.
Exactly. Relevant to a consumer alert, as you mentioned, there are some that are 3 to 5 years out. There's some that will be most immediate. What are your top three choices that will be most immediate coming out?
The most immediate things you get your hands on today are upgraded things we're kind of used to, like the drones and the phones, but with a lot more functionality to them and things like that. Virtual reality is available today, some different levels. There's products out there from, you know, the Honda's doing it for the car, they're showing the future, but there's a lot of different companies doing it for the home these days. People can check that out. You can get that. It's at the beginning point. So, for example, virtual reality now is kind of where computers were when laptops, like, say, first became popular, and now we've got these crazy mobile phones that do everything. So in a few short years, virtual reality is just going to be something so futuristic from what we're seeing today. What's happening, Bill, is technology is getting what's called exponentially faster. So in the past, it took several years for something to get really different than it was a few years before. But that time frame is shrinking now. So something like virtual reality, for example, is going to get so much better, so much faster than people expect.
Well, it definitely seems like it's on an upswing as far as the trajectory is concerned, as you say, as this technology comes together. Coming to a theater, a home, a car, you very soon, right, Todd Townsend?
Exactly.
You got
exactly.
It. Todd Townsend, thank you so much. He's live on site from the Las Vegas Convention Center at the Consumer Electronics Show. Todd, thank you so much for all the great information.
Hey, Bill, thank you very much.
How would you like to pay less taxes? Listen, there are two things every American's going to do in their lifetime, die and pay taxes. If you want to live longer, exercise and eat right. We really can't help you much there. But we can help you pay less taxes. If the IRS claims you owe them 10 grand or more in back taxes, you've got two choices. First, you pay them exactly what they want, Wrong answer. Second choice, you call my friends at the Tax Relief Line. They'll call the IRS for you and help you pay less, in some cases, a lot less. They have a track record of saving their clients thousands of dollars. Listen, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, call now and see how much we can save you. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. That's 866-657-8520.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
To Bill Martinez live. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280 plus affiliates we have in these various markets across this country or around the world via shortwave, welcome. Good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez Live. Our next guest writes that life can be hard, but dream anyway. God gave you a specific desire and assignment to complete, and it's something that will be larger than you and will fulfill you completely. He allows us to be part of his redeeming work, bringing a lost world back into communion with him. God has a dream for our world, for humanity, and he has a dream for you and for me. We have the capacity to reach those dreams, but it's crucial that our desires lead us to the God dream for our lives. Our greatest pursuit will be that dream. Our guest, Philip Wagner, is with us. His brand new book, Unlock Your Dream, Discover the Adventure You Were Created For. Philip Wagner, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill. I'm really glad to be with you today. Thanks for having me on.
Well, Philip Wagner, just so you know, background-wise, is the lead pastor of Oasis Church in Los Angeles, an innovative and racially diverse church with a strong focus on humanitarian efforts and local and global outreach to the impoverished. Philip and his wife Holly started Oasis in 1984 in Beverly Hills with 10 people. I mean, too short of what Jesus had with the disciples, but with the apostles. Yeah. But here now you're 4,000 members. I mean, imagine that, huh?
Yeah, that has been quite an incredible journey. And even in the beginning, I wasn't sure if that dream of building a healthy, growing church was going to work because you just face all kinds of struggles along the way. But I'm so grateful we are where we're at now.
Well, and to your point, when you're living God's dream for your life, it's definitely outside of yourself. It's not anything that you can do in yourself, we find often. That's the true test if you have a God dream or not. Is if you think you can handle it all by yourself, then it probably isn't the God dream that God really has for you, is it?
Yeah, I always think that he asks a little more than we can do ourselves or be ourselves, and we have to rely on him as well as, you know, friends, a circle mm-hmm. of people that, you know, we just can't do it on our own, and so we need each other.
Well, I'm glad you brought that into play, and that is the circle of friends, other people that you that are not yet friends, that will be friends, that will come into your circle of influence, because God, in his divine wisdom, I often say, did not give any one of us, Philip, all the goods, that we need to have other people involved here, that it is an incredible tapestry of human potential, God-given dreams that they have, and everybody, you know, we're all counting on each other. You know, Philip, I'm counting on you to realize your dream, because who knows, there's some connectivity. I mean, if you weren't realizing your dream, you and I wouldn't be talking right now, you know?
That's right.
Right?
Yes.
So, and how many other people out there depend on us fulfilling the God dream that God has given us so that it can help them and encourage them and complete their puzzle piece?
Yeah, there are so many times in this journey. I've been pastoring now for 32 years, mm-hmm. and in the first few, I really wanted to quit several times, you know. And then I look back and think, wow, if I'd given up when the temptation was the strongest, what about these people that we have reached, and what about the things that we have done? And again, I couldn't have done. It's not because I'm a great leader person. It's just it's because of the people that have come around me that's helped me do what we do. So it's been a win-win for everybody involved.
Right. And it's also about us allowing God to work through us, isn't it? Because like you say, it's a combination of all these elements coming into play, us realizing in humility that we don't have it all, and that you know, we really need God to be the CEO here. And when that happens, it is most magnificent and incredible. And, you know, and oftentimes, Philip, and I'm sure you probably get there as well, is the times when you think you're almost close to having it, suddenly God reminds you that you still got work to do.
Yeah, absolutely. A big part of the whole journey is the development on the inside of us. And I talk about in the book about that. It's not achieving and accomplishing the dream alone, but it's discovering and growing on who you are along the way, too. Mm-hmm. So God brings out the right attitudes and the kind of faith and the gifting that he's put in there already. And that's key to the whole process.
Well, are you amazed at the timing of your book? I know we always know, those of us who hold on and hang on to God to any level, that God's timing is paramount. But sometimes we think in our own wisdom that, hey, well, the book needs to come out at this time and here's all this. But, I mean, it would appear, Philip, that your book could not have come at a better time, at a time when America is dreaming again. I mean, I am hearing in my travels across the country, I've mentioned this many times on our show and speaking with bankers, Wells Fargo and Bank of America, small businesses are starting to flourish again. People are coming in asking questions about how they can start a new business. This entrepreneurship is getting ready to explode. And it's as if America is on the verge of a new industrial revolution, I might say.
Yeah, it's really interesting to see in our culture and our society how that desire to dream and ability to dream is being reawakened. And it's funny because we're known by a lot of other people, the American dream, or mm-hmm. and I live in Los Angeles, and it's like the city of dreams. But what I find out is individuals have dreams in their life, but they've kind of let them be dormant or let them die. They get locked up. And it's the same with our country. Many people have given up hope or lack that inspiring dream. And mm-hmm. so now circumstances are changing and people are changing. And so I just love the opportunity to step into that conversation and say, how can I help people dream again, awaken
exactly.
those dreams that God has in your life?
Well, and I hear your encouragement, and this is what we're about on this show as well, is encouraging people to dream big dreams, to dream those God dreams, those dreams that are outside of yourself, those dreams that have kept you up in the middle of the night, wake you up at 3 o'clock in the morning, I say, staring at the ceiling tiles going, you know, why me? You know, what is all this about? I want to go back to sleep, but it will not let you go back to sleep. And it has to be realized. And you're not going to attain, I believe, the happiness and fulfillment of your life until you're doing and living that God dream. Because what it's all about, it's not about politics, not about all, you know, who's running the country, not running the country. I mean, we live in a divided country right now. And interestingly enough, you know, we're all looking at the same glass, and half the people are saying it's half full, and the other half are saying it's half empty. You know, it's interesting. Same glass, but different perspectives here. And I would say, and what I'm hearing you say, and I want to come alongside your expression here, is that you know, to go dream those big dreams, go realize those things that are waking you up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and go do something that is going to be, you know, it's going to be a contribution to your family, to your society. And an expression of your relationship with God, because that's the God difference in people's life, I have found, Philip, haven't you?
Yes, and, you know, I think it's interesting how people speak and they say, what is your dream? And I like to tell people, you can have more than one dream. You could, it's okay. I like the question, what are some of your dreams? And because we have dreams about family and dreams about business and dreams for ministry or vacation. But we talk about in this book the God dream. I use that term, God dream, because the God dream touches people in a way that nothing else will.
Mm-hmm. Well, it definitely takes you beyond yourself and causes you to dream things that you normally wouldn't dream with our own personal restrictions and our own human limitations, right?
Absolutely. It pulls something out of us that's in there already because God put it in our DNA, you know. And I like that scripture that says the will of God is good and pleasing and perfect.
Wow,
and when you lock into that God dream, you'll feel those same feelings of fulfillment that it describes.
Exactly. Well, our conversation with Philip Wagner, lead pastor of Oasis Church in Los Angeles, continues. Stay with us, America. 18 before the top of the hour right now. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many people with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
Are you paying too much for your Medicare Part D prescriptions? At Walgreens, that's a question you won't have to ask. As a preferred pharmacy with many of the nation's top plans, Walgreens offers copays now as low as $0 on select plans. Millions of people have Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy in their network, which means you could be saving big. So switch your prescriptions and start saving today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Applies to Tier 1 generics.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
To Bill Martinez live.
Here we come, the West, the Lane, and then the list of green. Here we come, the one drink of beer to be seen. Love and joy come to you, and to you, you're welcome too. And God bless you, we send you a happy new year. And God send you a happy new year.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Oh, the music and the voice of the Gettys reminding us how much fun it is to wrestle. You got to love the Irish. They know how to have a party, and they know how to bring in a new year. Happy New Year to you, ladies and gentlemen. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, I'm Bill Martinez. Our conversation with Pastor Philip Wagner continues. His brand-new book, Unlock Your Dream, Discover the Advantage, the Adventure, I should say, you were created for. You know, Philip, one of the things I realized a long time ago in leading sales and marketing staffs is that there is something that drives us. And one of the key elements that I realized was that was lying in this DNA, as you and I talked about, that God has infused us with, is built into the character of who we are. And that is these giftings and talents that have to be, I found, grown, developed, and exercised. If that doesn't take place, it can be rather frustrating for people. And I think in a lot of ways, this is what's happened in our country over the last 10 years or so, is that, you know, people's dreams have kind of been set on the shelf, been set aside. And that's kind of sad, because when you think about, when you think about people the way God thinks about people, about his creation, he said, be fruitful and multiply. And he wouldn't have said that to us if he was just kind of joking with us, right?
Right. He definitely desires for us to make an impact, to be effective and fruitful in our life. And that's the exciting part of the adventure, because not only are you discovering more of what he wants you to do, but you're experiencing more joy and fulfillment because it's kind of wired up in us his dream for our life, you know.
Right. I know sometimes people can think, well, this God dream that God has given me, I sometimes feel like Joseph. Maybe I'm just thinking too big. Maybe I'm just too big for my britches. If we remember the story of Joseph, his brothers thought, yeah, we're going to be bowing to you, right? But that's sometimes what God dreams are all about, is that they are so much grander than we are. I mean, it's, as you say, it's taking those opportunities to seize the ordinary moments to turn something, you know, into extraordinary. And that, I think the way you put that is just so excellently phrased, because it rhymes with our reason without, you know, being maniacal about it and arrogant about it. It's just, you know, just having faith in the God that says, hey, look, this is what I want you to do. This is your mission.
Now, part of unlocking the dream is maybe getting over those things that have been failures or fears or difficulties. But another part of unlocking it is getting a clearer interpretation. And Joseph had this dream that was from God, but his initial interpretation was kind of like how important, how special he will be. Mm-hmm. But a couple of decades later, when he's living that dream, it was about he became a person that God could trust to bless others and to care for others. And it was a position of influence, but it was to be trusted. And that was a lot of the journey that he made in growing in his character and trusting God.
It's making that transformation that it's not about you. I mean, Moses the same way,
yeah.
Right? He thought it was all about him. And it took him 40 years out in the desert to figure out it's really not. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, when I first started pastoring, you know, to be honest, I didn't realize that at the time. But as I went through different experiences and was trying to grow, I realized that part of my motivation was I wanted people to like me, or I wanted people to think I really knew a lot about the Bible. There were some changes that went on in me to where it really became about how can I reach these people more effectively, or how can I help them discover the God dream or reach that dream and to build their faith. And but you don't always see those things initially. Mm-hmm. But I just felt like I realized a few things that were kind of self-oriented in the beginning.
It would seem that your book, Unlock Your Dream, Discover the Adventure You Were Created For, that this has been a long time in the writing and in the assembling, you know, just the ideas and the adventure that you've gone on in realizing the God dream for your life, that this wasn't something you just decided to write in a couple of weeks. This is kind of a life expression, isn't this?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, everywhere I go, I've done a lot of work overseas in Africa and Haiti and different places. And people have a dream in their life, and whether it's children or adults, and here in Los Angeles and in America. But those dreams get blocked and they get locked up in our soul. And so it's been a journey for me. Someone encouraged me. Many people encouraged me, and that helped me reach that dream over my life or many dreams. And so I just thought, well, how can I help others do the same? You know, somebody spoke to me that was encouraging and sort of helping me believe that, you know, if God's called me to do this dream, it will come to pass, and
right. And
I have to work hard. And so it's been throughout my life. There's been many things that would sort of count me out. I'm not like the guy in that was the most likely to succeed in high school or college.
Uh-huh.
And I could have just dismissed myself.
Right.
But it's a life journey for sure.
Well, nothing like a word aptly spoken, and as you say, being encouraged. I had a sign in my office for many years. It was from that old anonymous philosopher that says obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off the goal. I modified it slightly to say obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off his goal. And
that
seemed to have some more practical application to me. And what you touched on, not only in a couple of references to the Bible here, in people that were given God dreams to do most incredible things, and this is for all the dreamers of the world, and you need to hear this. Just because you have a dream doesn't mean you're going to have it's going to be effortless. And because some people say, well, I have this God dream, it's really great. Why isn't it happening so easy? It should be easy. You are going to come against some adversity. You're going to come against the powers of this world that don't want you to realize that God dream, because it'll make God into a liar. You call him in your book you need to understand and overcome those common hindrances and dream themes that undoubtedly will come along the way, won't they?
Yes, for sure. And you know, one of the things that we did as a church is we're able to get into this great building here in Los Angeles, and it's really a miracle to even find a facility like this. But it has not come just supernaturally easy. There have been a lot of obstacles even in this process. I got diagnosed with cancer as we'd gotten into this building, and I'd gotten sick for a while, and so I kept thinking, man, it's like the children of Israel going into that land, and they face giants.
Yes.
But we somehow don't think that we're going to face giants, but that's why that's in the Word to encourage us and to help us and understand we're not alone.
Yeah, you're back in the Garden of Eden. Did God really say, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we want to get, did God really tell you to go ahead and lead a team to put this church together? And here you are. And in the midst of this, it's like, hey, we're going to throw cancer into the mix because it's just not difficult enough, right?
Yeah. I mean, fighting cancer and dealing with betrayals and it's just, life it can be really hard sometimes, but you know, there was a movie called A League of Their Own, and the woman came up to Tom Hanks, who was the manager, and she said, I think it's too hard. And he said, it's supposed to be hard. If it wasn't hard, everyone would do it. And
exactly.
The hard is what makes it great.
And on top of that, there's no crying in baseball, right?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I have to say, I've shed a few tears over the...
Well, that's baseball. That's baseball. That's Tom Hanks. That's Hollywood. That's not real life. We know different. We've all been there. Of course, along the encouragement route in your book, you address building a dream team around you. That is that there's a lot of components, a lot of parts, a lot of people, a lot of dreams that do match up with your dream, surprisingly enough. You may think it's just your dream exclusive to you. But it's not. It always, this is the thing about God. It always involves other people.
Yes. Yeah. I think God has created the dreams in us or put them in us that it just requires other people. And if we're going to be loners or not trusting we won't be able to reach it to the fullest. And, it just demands that we're building relationship and connecting with people. And sometimes I think the hardest thing that people face when I talk to people about reaching their dream is the heartbreaks of relationships and getting past those rejections or disappointments or betrayals. And our heart, we have to be able to trust and love, and that's what gets shut down when you experience a betrayal.
Well, in your book, you include a dream builder discussion question for individuals and group study. That's in the book. Well, I'll tell you, this is a terrific resource. A lot of dreamers coming out from behind the closet doors. And this is an excellent book and resource. Highly recommended. Unlock Your Dream. Discover the Adventure You Were Created For. Philip Wagner, the pastor of Oasis Church in Los Angeles. Philip, how can they get their hands on your wonderful book?
Well, it's available at Barnes & Noble, and it's available on Amazon, and they can go to my website, philipwagner.com, and so there's several ways you could do it.
It's just that simple. Happy New Year, Pastor. Appreciate it.
Or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol. Please store this number or call right now. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there will be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078.
Is there a story?